Madam President, I oppose the Military Commissions Act. Let me be clear, I welcome efforts to bring terrorists to justice. Actually, it's about time. This administration has too long been distracted by the war in Iraq from the fight against Al-Qaeda. We need a renewed focus on the terrorist networks that present the greatest threat to this country. Madam President, we wouldn't be where we are today, five years after September 11th, with not a single Guantanamo Bay detainee having been brought to trial, if the President had come to Congress in the first place, rather than unilaterally creating military commissions that didn't comply with the law. The Hamdan decision was an historic rebuke to an administration that has acted for years as if it is above the law. I would have hoped that we would take this opportunity to pass legislation that allows us to proceed in accordance with our laws and our values. That is what separates America from our enemies. These trials, conducted appropriately, have the potential to demonstrate to the world that our democratic constitutional system of government is our greatest strength in fighting those who attacked us. And that is why I am saddened that I must oppose this legislation. Because, Madam President, the trials conducted under this legislation may send a very different signal to the world, one that I fear will put our troops and personnel in jeopardy both now and in future conflicts. To just take a few examples, this legislation would permit an individual to be convicted on the basis of coerced testimony and hearsay, would not allow full judicial review of the conviction, and yet would allow someone convicted under these rules to be put to death. Now, that's just simply unacceptable. Not only that, this legislation would deny detainees at Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere, people who have been held for years but have not been tried or even charged with any crime, the ability to challenge, what would deny them the ability to challenge their detention in court. The legislation before us is better than that originally proposed by the President, which would have largely codified the procedures that the Supreme Court has already rejected. And that is thanks to the efforts of some of my Republican colleagues, for whom I have great respect and admiration. But, Madam President, this bill remains deeply flawed, and I cannot support it. One of the most disturbing provisions of this bill eliminates the right of habeas corpus for those detained as enemy combatants. I support an amendment by Senator Specter to strike that provision from the bill. And I ask unanimous consent that my separate statement on that amendment be put in the record at this point.
Without objection.
Or at the appropriate point.
Yes.
Habeas corpus is a fundamental recognition that in America, the government does not have the power to detain people indefinitely and arbitrarily. And that in America, the courts must have the power to review the legality of executive detention decisions. Madam President, this bill would fundamentally alter the historical equation. Faced with an executive branch that has detained hundreds of people without trial for years now, it would eliminate the right of habeas corpus. Under this legislation, some individuals at the designation of the executive branch alone could be picked up, even in the United States, and held indefinitely without trial and without any access whatsoever to the courts. They would not be able to call upon the laws of our great nation to challenge their detention because they would have been put outside the reach of the law. Some have suggested that terrorists who take up arms against this country should not be allowed to challenge their detention in court. But that argument is circular. The writ of habeas allows those who might mistakenly be detained to challenge their detention in court before a neutral decision maker. The alternative is to allow people to be detained indefinitely with no ability to argue that they are not, in fact, enemy combatants. There is another reason why we must not deprive detainees of habeas corpus, and that is the fact that the American system of government is supposed to set an example for the world as a beacon of democracy. Madam President, a group of retired diplomats sent a very moving letter explaining their concerns about this habeas stripping provision. Here's what they said, quote, "To proclaim democratic government to the rest of the world as the supreme form of government, at the very moment we eliminate the most important avenue of relief from arbitrary governmental detention, will not serve our interests in the larger world," unquote. Many, many dedicated patriotic Americans share these grave reservations about this particular provision of this bill. Unfortunately, the suspension of the great writ is not the only problem with this legislation, and unfortunately, I don't have time to discuss them all, but Madam President, the bill also appears to permit individuals to be convicted and even sentenced to death on the basis of coerced testimony. According to the legislation, statements obtained through cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, as long as it was obtained prior to December 2005 when the McCain Amendment became law, would apparently be admissible in many instances in these military commissions. Now, it is true that the bill would require the commission to find these statements have sufficient reliability and probative value. But why would we go down this road of trying to convict people based on statements obtained through cruel, inhuman, or degrading interrogation techniques? Either we are a nation that stands against this type of cruelty and for the rule of law, or we are not. We cannot have it both ways. Madam President, in closing, let me do something I don't do very often. That's quote my former colleague here, John Ashcroft. According to the New York Times, at a private meeting of high-level officials in 2003 about the military commission structure, then Attorney General Ashcroft reportedly said, quote, "Timothy McVeigh was one of the worst killers in U.S. history, but at least we had fair procedures for him," unquote. How sad that this Congress would seek to pass legislation about which the same cannot be said. Madam President, I ask unanimous consent that my full statement be placed in the record at the appropriate place, and I yield the floor.